And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Mahalo to Kauai Marine and Mower, Amahanalei, and Papayas in Kapa'a. And mahalo, yes, Jessica, all your years of underwriting and community service through your beautiful Papaya store. So right now I want to introduce you to my next guest joining me here in the studio. I have Rita and Patrick. Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Tracy. Mm.
Yeah, so I want to reiterate, because I mentioned when I first got here that there is clearing along the roads in the Kalihiwai area. So for myself, it took me 30 minutes to get from Kilauea to Princeville. So I want to warn you if you're planning on going. So what about the two of you? How long did it take you?
It was about 20 minutes. It probably wasn't as long, but yeah, it was right.
I think that they had stopped or something, but I don't know if they stopped
for
lunch.
Break,
right. So anyway, if you don't have to head in those directions in the Kalihiwai area, you might want to hold off. Anyway.
Apparently till the 7th of July.
Oh, seriously?
That's what it says.
Okay, well, that's just Friday. Okay. I mean, you know, I don't have to come back till next week, so no. All right, so anyway, we don't need to talk about that anymore, but what we do want to talk about is the 10-year birthday celebration.
Woo-hoo!
For the Center for Spiritual Living Kauai, and it's a really special birthday celebration because it's 10 years. That's a big success, 10 years for a nonprofit, you know, to sustain itself here on Kauai.
And with our friend, you know, the pandemic, who dropped in on some of that. Yeah, we were thinking about you driving up here. We were saying, oh my God, a decade sounds even more, doesn't a decade even sound even more impressive? No, but we were driving up and we thought, gosh, you were one of the first people that we met.
Yes, I know. You came and did an interview with me when you first got here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so yeah.
We're getting
years.
Older, too, I guess.
We all are, I know.
We are.
I'll be getting some, you know.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
It is all good.
Yeah, so anyway, it's wonderful you're going to be celebrating 10 years on Kauai, and that's going to be happening this Sunday at the Lydgate Park Big Pavilion. Once again, that's Sunday, July 9th, and the service will begin at 9 a.m. You have some special guest music, including yourself, Rita.
Yes.
She is.
Melissa and I, and we wrote a theme song.
We have a theme song that's previewing then, too, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yay. So it's called Moving On Up.
Right.
Kind of a parody on the song from the Jeffersons back in the 60s or whenever that was.
Right.
When they went to the east side.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Going to the Mackay side.
Right. The Mackay side of the east side. Because you've been on the east side for 10 years and now you're. So maybe we want to let people know where your new home is and when you're going to move into that. Because that's part of the celebration.
Yeah.
I read about in the. I think I actually read about it in the paper.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So we've been here for 10 years, as you just said. And. We started at a hotel, which was the Aston Aloha, which is now the Hilton Garden. We were there for 2 years, and then we said, well, we have to have a full-time space because it was church in a box. It's really kind of cumbersome, and not being able to do classes and things like that. We would do them in homes and do events and obviously at Lydgate and all of that. And then so we found that place at the East Kauai Professional Building. We've been there for 8 years, and it's been a beautiful experience, but we've just outgrown it. And not so much with, I'd say, people, as far as like room for Sundays or whatever, but more just for all the projects we want to do and the programs we want to do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, our consciousness is just enlarged, so because we have lots of plans. So we were able to approach the Hung Won Gee Mission in Kapa'a, and we saw that they were leasing out that space or renting it out, so we thought, why don't we just ask? So we did, and they were very accepting and very enthusiastic about having somebody in there full time, so we're going to be leasing their hall, not the temple, the hall. So they've given us the hall and a small parcel of land around it in the back for the kids. There's a little area, outdoor, indoor area in the back for the kids. So it's going to be great. So we're doing going to be doing a whole lot of planning and renovating for that. So we're celebrating that because, I don't know, it's just like you have to keep progressing. You have to keep growing. And we realized that it was time for us to kind of move out of a building, you know, office building, and have more of a presence in the spiritual community. So that's going to put us smack in the middle of the spiritual community in Kapa'a. So Exciting.
So just for people to know, that's the Hanwanji sort of almost across the street from the big save in Kapa'a, right?
Right, the one from Burger King and, yeah.
Yeah, right.
The other kingdom.
Yeah, so that's super exciting. So there was also a wonderful article about the CSL in the newspaper today. So it seemed like, oh, how perfect timing. It, you know, have a nice article, come in, talk about it.
Come in and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it's exciting.
Yes, I think the other thing, too, about, you know, talk about timing. There's always what I call this beautiful life force, perfect timing. And we were going to expand before in the building, and then the pandemic came, and thank goodness we did not do that. And then when it was over, everyone said, well, you have to build back up. But energetically, we really follow intuition. And it was so apparent that we had to, not, I called it, remember from Ghost, don't put baby in the corner. It is like CSL Kauai was no longer going to be in the corner. And but I'm really, really grateful for what people have done, what in those 8 years to give that space. You've been in that space.
Wonderful.
And the kind of things that we have produced there and had there, and I just went, wow, look what we've done. And now it's like we're going, now it feels very vulnerable, to be really honest with you, Tracy, because we're going right in the middle of Kapa'a, and our big sign's going to be out there that we're ordering, you know, now. And they even put a speed bump in. They must have known that we were going to come, so you'll have to hit the bump, look over to your left. You're going that way, and you'll see the building. So, but energetically, it was just, and the amount of community, because we're very involved in our community as well here on the island. The excitement was really the key for Rita and I, because we were going, why is everyone so, I mean, they're like, yes, let's do it, let's do it. And so that was a really nice feeling to, when you're sitting there going, should I go, should I, it was, it helped a lot for us to fly.
Well, it's always nice to have, you know, support of your community.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And the excitement and everything. So if you just tune in, I speak with Reverends Rita and Patrick, and they are the reverends at the CSL Kauai, which is, stands for Center for Spiritual Living. They're going to be celebrating 10 years of providing service and music and arts and youth programs. I mean, you've done so many things here on Kauai, such an asset to our community in so many ways. And they're going to be celebrating their 10 years here. That's this Sunday, July 9th, at the Lydgate Park Big Pavilion. The service will begin at 9 a.m. And they have Jeremy and Amy Brown from the Soul Good family, as well as Kyle LeBenz and Rita herself will be performing. If you haven't got to hear her, you definitely want to. I see Melissa Mojo will also be performing, as well as Sue Buckley.
Yeah, she's the one that wrote the
rewrote the lyrics
for our theme song.
Oh,
moving
fantastic.
On up.
All right, and then there's also will be a potluck party after the service. So it's a potluck lunch. You're invited to bring your own favorite dish. If you'd like more information, you can visit their website, which is cslkauai.org. Once again, that's cslkauai.org. Their phone number is 808-431-1700. That's 808-431-1700. Maybe you could talk about other ways people can, you know, hear your wonderful inspirational talks. That, you know, you have your service every Sunday, but I know you also stream online. And do you have a YouTube channel?
Yes, we do have a YouTube channel, and we do stream online all the time. Everything's archived on YouTube, so you can get to YouTube by just at CSL Kauai. And you'll find all our archived videos there, even concerts we've done and things like that are all there. Different classes that we've done are on YouTube.
What about your telethons?
We have a telethon coming up in
September. September 2nd.
It'll be our... Is it our third or our fourth?
Fourth.
It's our fourth.
Oh, it was birthed because of the pandemic. When we came in.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you're right.
It's and it is just, it's one of our things we look forward to. It's a little full plate when we've looked at our summer, and a lot of it was like, should we really have it now? But not only our, you know, it's for our fundraising, but it's also we get to see our local talent, and our sets are becoming longer so that people can get, you know, if you're going to tune in and you go, oh, I got 20 minutes, of the Soul Good, or you know, whoever is there, the Evanoffs are
doing. Yeah, the Evanoffs
doing
are definitely coming.
Yeah definitely.
We're going to get through the party first, and we'll go to the telethon.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see it because I've gotten to see it.
Yeah, it's still
really
there.
Fun. Okay, well, good.
You can still find it, you know, on our channel. So it's
and there's
there.
News that Miss Cheryl is returning.
Yes.
Miss Cheryl, that
Does
wonderful.
Miss Cheryl is?
Miss Cheryl, who's, well, it's, I think it's Carol's
sister.
Oh. And, but I'm telling you, she's quite, you can't miss her. So go to the last one and see Miss Cheryl. She's coming back again, though.
All right. So if you just tuned in, I have Reverends Rita and Patrick from the CSL Kauai. That's the Center for Spiritual Living. They're going to be celebrating 10 years of service here on Kauai. That's happening this Sunday. July 9th already, how can that be, at the Lydgate Park Big Pavilion. The service will begin at 9 a.m. They're going to have a lot of music and special guests. There will also be a potluck party after the service, and so you can bring your favorite dish to share. Once again, this is a happy 10th birthday celebration for CSL Kauai, and you are invited. Once again, this is going to be happening at the Lydgate Park Big Pavilion this Sunday, July 9th. Service begins at 9 a.m., and they have special musical guests, Jeremy and Amy Brown from Soul Good Family, Kyle LeBenz and Rita Andriella Farron, who's joining us here. Melissa Mojo and Sue Buckley will all be performing in that service, that celebratory service this Sunday. 10 years. I think that's remarkable. potluck lunch afterwards, so you can bring your favorite dish to share. More information at cslkauai.org. That's cslkauai.org. And so, what other little things you have planned for your celebration?
For the celebration? I feel like we're celebrating, too, like new programs that we're going to be able to implement.
Absolutely.
And one of them that I'm very excited about, well, I have a few I'm very excited about, but Barbara Davis, she's coming back on island. She's actually moving back on island, and she's going to start a choir, and she's also going to start a children's choir. And I'm really excited about the idea of expanding our youth program to include a children's choir, even a teen choir, to do some more art stuff with kids and to really expand the program that way. So that's a big celebratory thing for me.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I'm
excited.
But
she
didn't mention the labyrinth, which is, we have kind of a double blessing here. A gentleman that comes on island off and on, but he is doing an actual mock-up model for us so we can actually see what we're doing with this new space. And one of our intentions, and that will be fulfilled, is to have an indoor labyrinth that is permanent. And so that people during the day, when you're caught in that traffic, you can pull over and come in. There'll be hours that you can come in. But what's even more is blending youth in. Remember, do you remember Time Out when you were a kid?
I think that was maybe after I was, you know, I mean, yeah. That was my friend's kids. Not
yeah. You know, it's just that Time Out where you have a lot of energy, and then, which is funny to me, because you go put somebody in a corner, which is very funny because the whole reason is because of their energy.
Right.
So the big thing is that having a program that the kids can walk it. And just, you know, if you're going to contemplate something, what better way is there? And it's non-religious. It has no, you know, anything attached to it. And I think that this is what's exciting.
Yeah,
that'll be wonderful. Labyrinths are so wonderful.
Because
you put labyrinths together for different things, haven't you? Like just temporary labyrinths.
Well, I was part of Big Labyrinth program in California. I worked with prisoners.
Oh, nice.
In the penitentiary, doing labyrinth with them for a while, and built a labyrinth in a prison, actually.
Wow.
So labyrinth is one of my passions, yeah.
Exciting.
I can see. And other things to celebrate is all the people that we've touched and have touched us and
mm-hmm.
continue to touch us. Like, when we think about it, there's people that have been with us from the very, very beginning that mm-hmm. are still with us. And it's just exciting to see it growing and expanding, and also new people coming in, and there have been a lot of new people, and we're finding that a lot of young people, when I say young, you know, at my age, I'm talking like 30s and 40s, are more of that, even 20s, are vibrating toward us and needing like that positive spirituality that is right now in the world, I think is really important to find some kind of anchor to feel like you have some strength to get through things in your life. So I'm excited about celebrating that.
Right. So if you just tuned in, I have Reverends Rita and Patrick from CSL Kauai. That is the Center for Spiritual Living Kauai. They're celebrating 10 years of service here on the island, service and services. And that's going to be happening this Sunday at the Lydgate Park Big Pavilion. Service begins at 9 a.m. There'll be lots of music and then a potluck lunch, potluck party after the service, and you're invited to bring your favorite dish to share. You can find out more at cslkauai.org. That stands for the Center for Spiritual Living. You can also email them at centerforspirituallivingkauai@gmail.com, and the phone number is 808-431-1700. And I'm thinking, while you're both here, maybe just for people who are not really familiar with the philosophy or ideology, I'm not sure what terms you use for the Center for Spiritual Living. Do you want maybe each of you to kind of do a little bit of your own take on that for people who are
I'll jump in first on this one.
Because it is non-denominational.
It is. And, you know, this one of the biggest challenges, Tracy, is that people hear about us over and over. They go, oh, yeah, I've heard about it. Are you a church? Are you this? Are you that? But I think the most important thing with us is that we are this incredible consistency of spirituality. And the reason I say that is because, not because you have to go every week or go to all the events, but we're a global community where we have people that I haven't been over there, and someone said this, to quote them, you know, I go off and on this island, and there is something about the consistency of kind of knowing mom and dad are still have the house, and they're still there, and any time that you walk in, there's a, I call it the battery charging empowerment center, where you can come in, get your incredible energy charged up, and then take it out and use it in your world, however that looks.
So to talk more about the philosophy, so it's a philosophy and a way of life, and it's also religious in this sense. Okay, so I'm going to make it all clear. So it's a philosophy because it's an integration or synthesis of the, like, the best of all the ages, like everything that promotes love, really going back ancient times to the present. Okay, it's a philosophy, so it's like it's about that, studying that. And then it's also religious only in the sense that we, well, all religions are trying to have a relationship with God, I think, is and what God means to them, right? So in our philosophy, God is within. We are God. We are the divine presence. We are, and as I look at you right there, that's who you are. And so we celebrate that. And then a way of life means that we just like take that and use it in life, like try to live that with the way we, you know, interact with people, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, a philosophy and a way of life, and a faith and a way of life is the way I would use it, not religion, a faith. And it's free of dogma and that we don't tell people what to do or anything like that, but it's more like finding the best in people and helping them to live their best selves. Right. So our mission is, or our vision is, awakening humanity to its magnificence by crossing the bridge from duality to unity. So unity, what does unity mean? It means that we're all one, and we're one with our source, we're one with each other, and we'll, you know, if we can live from that place, we'd have a lot less problems in the world. But one person at a time, you know, and just being an example, I think, is more important than anything.
Definitely. Yeah. So if you just tuned in, I have Reverends Rita and Patrick here with me right now. They are here. They are the Reverends at the CSL Kauai, which is the Center for Spiritual Living Kauai. They're celebrating 10 years here on the island, and they are doing that this Sunday at the Lydgate Park Big Pavilion. Their service begins at 9 a.m. with lots of special music guests, as well as a potluck party after the service. You can find out more at cslkauai.org. That's cslkauai.org. And if you're just somebody listening, you've never even been to CSL, it's a wonderful opportunity to come and participate in a real joyful day. I know it's going to be super joyful. And I'm thinking, just since you're here, maybe just so people get an idea, you do a lot of outreach in the community. You offer a lot of special workshops and programs. I know, you, Patrick, you do a lot of work with the inner child, with people.
Right.
You have people tuning into their creativity through writing. And maybe you could just talk a little bit about some of the programs that you have for community.
Yeah, I mean, since we landed on the inner child, that seems to have been a big thing for me. I'm very passionate about it, and because it's a new way of looking at an inner child, because it's more that inner energy that is not only childlike wonder. A lot of times they think it's like, you know, blowing bubbles and now your little child is out, but it's so much it's so much more than that. And so when we move, I'm starting the Inner Child Academy, which is playful, but it's soulful, and most of the things that are happening right now, a lot of people are starting to get to know me for that, so that when I come back, when my book is out, yes, that inner child will be right on time for that.
Fantastic.
So we try to have workshops and things that will appeal to people to help them to deal with life as it is, right? So right now we're doing a two-night, and it's a free workshop. I mean, love donations, but free, on immortality. Because we just lost a member of our center, and it was very traumatic for all of us. It was huge. And what we found is that people don't necessarily want to talk about death, or are afraid to talk about it, or there's a lot of shame involved in it, or whatever. So we thought, well, we'll have these two nights where we can just sit down and talk about what we believe. Not what, you know, Ernest Holmes, who's the founder of Science of Mind, believes, or what this person, but what do we really believe, mm-hmm, and how do we really feel about it, and can we just have a conversation? So we would do something like that that would be very current.
When is that happening?
It's the 13th and the 20th of July, a Thursday night from 6 to 7:30. Okay. And then we'll see how it goes, and if we need to expand that, we will, because people go to bereavement classes. This is not that. This is just like, you know,
discussion.
And I really appreciate Rob Jones, who passed away, for him really igniting this for us. He was our live stream guru of such a made all of
huge
that
loss.
Huge
yeah,
loss. Yes, on
and
so many levels.
Personal friends.
And right, personal friends and family. Right. But what I noticed was there was all these things, like, I'm really angry right now. We do Rap with the Revs on one Sunday a month. And there, all of this started to come up. And what it was is, I'm angry. I'm this. I'm abandoned. You know, all
scared,
of this stuff started to come up. I'm scared. I'm looking at in the mirror at me going, ooh, that can happen. So this is, we want to fulfill, Rita and I have always worked on, what does the community need? What does this, not just our center, but what does the community need in order to deal with life stuff?
Right.
And that's why it becomes a way of life, right?
Yeah.
Life stuff. And this is, I just have a good feeling about this, that I'm really glad we did it, because people really just want to just have a moment to say, I'm feeling whatever it is I'm feeling. We can rock those feelings, you know,
yeah,
cradle them and just be with that. So.
And we also do spiritual cinema.
I've gone to many of your spiritual cinema nights.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
we just the greatest showman
just,
last week.
Yeah,
I didn't hear about
we
that.
We watch the film and we talk about it, and that's a lot of fun. Yeah,
that's super fun.
Hey, we're the only movie theater in town, right?
I know.
We can find philosophy and spirituality in any film. So,
if you just tune in, I have joining me Reverends Rita and Patrick from CSL Kauai, which stands for the Center for Spiritual Living. They're celebrating their 10 years here on Kauai this Sunday. Sunday, July 9th at the Lydgate Park Big Pavilion. You are invited. The service begins at 9 a.m. They're going to have special musical guests, Jeremy and Amy Brown from Soul Good Family. Kyle LeBenz and Rita herself will be performing. And if you haven't heard Rita, she has a beautiful voice, trained in opera. You guys have the most amazing voice. Also, a wonderful playwright and songwriter. I loved your one-woman shows that you did. I hope you get to do those again in this new space. Melissa Mojo will also be performing, as well as Sue Buckley. And there will be a potluck party after the service. So once again, service begins at 9 a.m. And if for some reason you can't make it to the service, you're, of course, welcome for the potluck party, which will be beginning. And you can bring your favorite dish. You can find out more at cslkauai.org. That's cslkauai.org. Their number is 808-431-1700. And you did have a wonderful article in the newspaper today, so that was fun to read, too.
Right.
We're very appreciative.
And just one last shout-out to any, you know, people that... It's a really, like you were saying, a lot of people don't want to walk in a building when they go, I heard is it this and that. We have two ways that you can do it. You can go on live stream and eavesdrop in the most beautiful, safe way, and you can see what we're all about. And then this, what I love about Lydgate, is it's real open and and it's that party feeling. So it's a safe way if you want to bring your friends or you want to say, hey, come on, they'll never even see us. We're out of the game. don't worry. And if we don't like it, we can go across over to the beach. Simple as that. So we make it just absolutely perfect for you to enjoy this incredible celebration of 10 years.
Well, I just want to say congratulations. It's so fun to see you sitting across from me again after this is really 10 years we've been doing this.
Oh my gosh.
We're all still healthy and happy.
We are.
Thriving and, supporting our community in the different ways that we do.
So, right. And thank you. And to KKCR for being here. Thank you for being here. I don't think when we drove up here and we said, I don't think people realize just the incredible gratitude that we have for places like KKCR, places that we can come to and be a part of and either jump in full with swimming or toe dip. we're either toe dipping or jumping in. It's all good. It's all good. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, my pleasure. So anyway, happy 10th birthday.
Thank you.
Super huge.
Yes, and maybe we'll see you around the telethon time.
Definitely. Yeah, yes.
We'll give you a whole list of who's coming.
Yeah, you got to come back for that, too. And when your book comes out, it's always,
right at the same time, right around
Wednesday,
September.
Except when I'm off island, but every other Wednesday I'm here.
thank you.
Thank you both so much, as
you,
always.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hopefully I'll see you on Sunday. Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.
Oh, my goodness, it's already 1:30 here on the Garden Island, just about 1:30. You are listening to Kauai Community Radio. This is Tracy with Kauai Vibrations, and I have a message for you from the Healing Horses.